Hello everyone, I'm Amanda Balbi, Managing Editor at Consultant360.com. Onychomycosis, or fungal infection of the nail, is very common among the U.S. population, with more than 3 million cases presented each year. With this in mind, it is important for all healthcare providers to understand the condition to improve diagnosis and treatment. With us today to explain more about nail fungal infections is Dr. Sherry Lipner, who is an assistant professor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York. She also recently spoke on this topic at the American Academy of Dermatology summer meeting. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Lipner.
And it's my pleasure to be here.
So what would you say is the best strategy for improved diagnosis of onychomycosis?
Well, we're at a very exciting time in diagnosis of onychomycosis here in 2017, and we have more options to diagnose this fungal nail disease than any other time in the past. So until recently, our options were performing scrapings under the nail, staining with potassium hydroxide, and then doing microscopy. We were also able to take clippings and send those clippings for histopathology. And finally, we also have fungal culture, so taking scrapings from under the nail and then sending them to a lab to grow the fungus. But now we can use molecular biology, and these techniques are becoming more widely available and also being covered by many insurance plans. So this is really a very exciting time that we now have molecular biology techniques.
Can you give us some examples of how to diagnose onychomycosis?
Yeah, that's a great question, because the strategy for diagnosing onychomycosis is very individualized. So for example, let's take a 30-year-old male runner who had toenail changes for 1 year. You examine his toenails, and he has onycholysis, or a separation of the nail plate from the nail bed, and also some subungual hyperkeratosis. He also has scale in the web spaces. No previous diagnostic tests were performed, and he had no previous treatment. So since we know that trichophyton rubrum is responsible for 90% of fungal toenail infections in the United States, here, I think a potassium hydroxide stain with microscopy is most appropriate. Why is that? Because it's inexpensive, easy to perform, you get rapid results, and you can initiate treatment immediately. Now let's take another case. Let's take a 53-year-old woman who has toenail changes for 7 years. You examine her, she has onycholysis and subungual hyperkeratosis of all the toenails, but there's no scale between the web spaces. She states that a diagnostic test was performed and that she took a 3-month course of terbinafine in the past with some improvement, but not complete improvement. You obtain the previous results from 2 years ago, and there is a clipping showing hyphae highlighted by a PAS stain. Here, I think fungal culture or polymerase chain reaction is most appropriate. Both of these tests allow you to identify the pathogenic organism. PCR has the advantage that you will get results in a couple of days, while fungal culture can take several weeks. However, fungal culture can confirm the viability of the organism, while PCR cannot. You should also note that fungal culture is a lot less expensive. So here are, you know, two examples, two different patients where you'd really want to approach the diagnosis differently.
And what are some current treatments for onychomycosis?
Well, we can roughly divide treatments of onychomycosis into topical medicine, systemics, and devices. So for topicals, this is also an exciting time because ciclopirox lacquer was introduced and FDA approved in 1999, and until 2014, that was really the only topical medicine that was available for treatment of onychomycosis. But in 2014, Two new topicals were FDA approved, and these are efinaconazole 10% solution as well as tavapadol 5% solution. So that really gives us now three FDA approved topical options. In terms of systemics, there are two medications available that are FDA approved, and those are terbinafine and itraconazole. And finally, there are devices, and that includes lasers and photodynamic therapy and plasma therapy. So there's really a good number of options to treat this common disease.
Are there any differential diagnoses for nail fungal infections? If so, how can healthcare providers ensure the correct diagnosis and treatment?
So onychomycosis is the most common nail disorder that we see in clinical practice. In fact, it accounts for 50% of all nail disorders. While it's very common, there's a lot of other nail disorders that patients can present with. So examples are nail psoriasis, nail lichen planus, nail verruca, paronychias, but we can also see malignancies such as nail squamous cell carcinomas and nail melanomas, which sometimes can be amelanotic and difficult to diagnose. So theoretically, if you would treat nail psoriasis or nail lichen planus or verruca empirically, as if the patient had onychomycosis, these patients won't get better and they may actually progress. And even worse, if we treat a patient with a nail squamous cell carcinoma or a nail melanoma as if they had onychomycosis, this patient could lose a finger, a toe, or even die. So it's really very important to make a laboratory diagnosis before initiating treatment for onychomycosis.
And in your opinion, what knowledge gaps in onychomycosis diagnosis exists among primary care providers?
So the number one knowledge gap is performing a diagnostic test before treating for onychomycosis. And we know from a previous survey-based study that most primary care providers treated onychomycosis empirically. That is, they did not do a diagnostic test before treating for presumed onychomycosis. So I really think the most important thing here is that when you think it's onychomycosis, to actually go ahead and do a confirmatory test before treating. And as part of the American Academy of Dermatology Choosing Wisely campaign, the Academy advocates that a diagnostic test be performed before initiating systemic therapy. But I would actually go a step further than that, and I would advocate that primary care providers, podiatrists, dermatologists, anyone who deals with onychomycosis should really do a diagnostic test before initiating any therapy, that be systemic, that be topical, that be devices. I think a second gap is proficiency in the KOH exam or potassium hydroxide with microscopy. Why is that? The reason is this test is extremely easy to perform, it's inexpensive, and the patient can get results right there in the office within a matter of minutes. However, the technique is expertise dependent, so it's very important to learn this technique, to practice this technique, and become proficient at this technique.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Dr. Lipner.
My pleasure to be here.